Okay, my intention had been to start the third Chelek of Yeridaya. However, there was a request to learn Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei, and it's the dinim of the Harchakis, which I think are, as Hilchos Nida goes, are relatively simple, and I'd like to try to learn the Siman perhaps a little more quickly than most of the time. There are not an adequate number of copies, I'm sorry, but there's... I'm going to have to get some Gemaras, some Shulchan Aruch. David. Our learning is dedicated as a schus for Leib Mordechai by Reb Esther Reisel, father of one of our chaverim here who had a heart attack on Yom Tif and is Baruch Hashem recovering. The recovery should be complete and Sarah should come back to its full strength. Kuf Tzadik Hei, I can't resist but sharing with you one of the all-time classic quotes of the Paiskim, and it's here in the Kresu place. Reb Yossin Eifshitz, who was known to be a loichem in many areas of Yiddishkeit, is referring to a chumra we'll have soon in the Teres Hashlamim. He writes regarding Hilchos Nida that the Harchakis, which we're going to learn about now, are Harchakis that are required between a man and his wife during this time of the year. And he's referring to a certain chumra that it says in the Teres Hashlamim. He calls the Teres Hashlamim by the name Michas Yaakov, which is the other sefer, or the better known sefer, he authored, and he says the following words. He says, Rayas haram Michas Yaakov ein by mamish. Adim Kain, he says, if you're going to say that the Harchakis we're going to learn about now are guidelines, and really a person has to take on many Harchakis on Kirav Hadas for his wife. It says, he says, B'lashon Tema, that if so, giving a gift to your wife during the days of Nida should be Asr as well. Some people are machmi all year round on this Harchakis. Says Ella Shein also Shum Kirav Das. Says there's no Isser to feel close to your wife. Ra Kirav Das ben the Gias Devarim Amidainly De Kurva Begili Arayus. Only the types of Kirav Das says I'll set up. There were Chayshish. It will bring a Kirav Das to Devarim that are Aser. And then he says the words of Eloisai Sifu Pentigru Chas V'Shalom. That's a classic quote. Lo yisei sifu pentigru. You start adding more and more things are aser, then you cause a zilzul, because then nothing is aser. If everything is aser, nothing is aser. And that's a quote of the Chavis, of the Kresu Plaisi, whose sefer in Hilchos Nida is called Tiferes Yisrael, but it's printed under the heading Kresu Plaisi. And there are areas where this is a tremendous zilzal. I always feel very strongly that in Dinei Tznius by women, the velt was over on Lo Yisei Sifu Pentigru. There's certain things that are aser. When we were kids, we always learned that the woman has to cover her knees and cover her elbows. And that's an issen. That's true. That's what it says in Halacha. And then they started publicizing that it has to be 2 inches below the knees, and then 3 inches below the knees, and then halfway down to the ankle. It depends how tall you are. That might be more or less than the 3 inches. And they hang up signs all over the place and say certain things are usr. They say it's a chumra. It's one thing. They say this. They say a lashon isr. And people know it's not usr because the halacha didn't change from 2 years ago. So much you get all the kolkairas of the last 10 years and publish them all together. And you see how it keeps on changing. Well, they write that a long sheitel is asr al pidin, or a ponytail sheitel is asr al pidin. I agree, it's a little funny to see a grandmother walking around with a ponytail sheitel. You know, I don't think it's, it might not be appropriate. And I don't know if anybody should, that maybe it's a chesaron and tznius. Hard for me to know, I don't know from these things. But to write that things are asr with their mutter, if things that are mutter you call asr, then things that are really asr also, in the eyes of people, they lose their meaning, loses their meaning. The word aser means you can open a Shulchan Aruch and show me where it's aser. And if not, you could say it's not a good idea. It's a lack of sneers. You can say whatever you want. But this idea of loisaisifu pentigru is it's a problem. I had an incident with a kokaire that was printed in Hebrew with Rapam's signature. And the lady who from Israel who was hanging him up on the lamppost and paying to have him hung up in the lamppost in Brooklyn called me and asked me if I would translate it to English for her. So I said, "You're calling me? You know I know that Rapam doesn't want his name on it. This is probably Rapam's name on it. You know I know." So she said, this is exactly what her response. She said, "Shh. This is, shh. Don't tell people. You're going to make people do Averis. You know, like that. Shh. Don't translate that." So it's problematic. And I say Sifu Ben Sigru. The crazy place here in Kutzadike. I'll read to you soon the Teresa Shlom that he's arguing with. What? That's right. That's Chava with the Nachash, right? Okay. Let's learn Kuf Tzadike. These are the Harchokis that are Noigeya during the time a woman is in need. Chayiv Adam Lifresh. Oh, I should mention the Gemara. I can mention something that Kanoam would mention too. The Gemara in Shabbos, Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara in Shabbos says that there was a Talmud Chacham, Shekara, Vishana, Vishimish Tamid Chachamim, Umeis Bechatzi Yamav. Gemara says there was a Talmud Chacham who was Talmud Chacham, was a good man. He died, I don't know exactly, Chatzi Yamav, presumably about 35 years old. The Gemara says is 35, is under 35. So his wife couldn't be consoled. She went to the Beis Medrash with his tefillin, and she said, "A man that did all these things, so how could it be that he died so young?" And he ran from Beis Medrash to Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi came to her and said, "Bimei nidasa ma hu etzlech." So how is he not be made nida? So she said, "Chas v'shalom." He didn't do anything. He said, "Ubimei libuna." Bimei libuna is the shivanikiyim. During the time you're wearing white, what did he do? It should be the same. See, she said, "He slept with me in the same bed, but chas v'shalom he never touched me." As he said, "So you know, the Gemara says it was a wide bed, and he never touched me." So Eliyahu Navi responded, so it was kedai for him to die b'chatzi yamav, because he was over under Divrei Chacham. So the Gemara says in a very harsh way that even though he was never over on any deraisa, I shouldn't say he wasn't over. The Gemara says Eliyahu Navi said he was over on leisikravu legale serva. Now here I want to explain. The Gra brings here in Gra Beis. That even though we understand the Isser Arayis min HaTorah is Bia, is Tashmish Amita, nevertheless, the Torah says, Lo Sikrivu Legale Serva, which means you're not allowed to do things that bring you close, that could entice a person to be over on these things. And the Gemara says it there, but the Gra in Gra Beis brings some other Rav Nosson where it's clearer, Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa Lo Sikrav, Yochel yichabkeno yinashkeno yidaveri matvarim b'teilim. I would think that you're allowed to hug her and kiss her. Now to speak to varim b'teilim with women, and we do that all the time, that's pretty much a conversation over dinner. But the dvarim b'teilim here is just a euphemism for divrei schaik v'kalas reish, things that are, in the language of the Shach, that are margilin le'erva. So Yochel Yechabkena Yinashkeni Dabri Dvarim B'Teilim Tamalon Leisikrav. It's not Leisikravu, but neither it's Leisikrav. But Leisikrav is an Issa Deraisa to do things that could bring a couple Lidei Erva. So that's also a Deraisa. It's not well known. Nigia Shalchiva Nigia during the time of Omer Zanida is Issa Deraisa. It's not Issa Deraisa. What? Chibuk includes any negiya shalchiba. That's makariv. I mean, according to many rishonim, it's yarag val yaver. A abizrayu the gilai arayis is machleks rishonim. It's yarag val yaver. So it seems because there was a Bichil Hashem, she was running from his Medrash to his Medrash, saying he didn't deserve to die. So a Navi came, Taisus there says, why did he ask this question? Why didn't he ask everything else? He says, because he knew the answer. Navi knows the answers beforehand. He knew the answer and he wanted to take away the Bichil Hashem from him. Alright, so that's sort of the Hagdama. Let's learn the Dinim. Chayiv Adam Lifresh Mi Ishtei Bimei Tumasa Ad Shetisper V'Titva. A man is obligated to separate from his wife during that part of the month until she counts the clean days, v'titfel, and she has to go to the mikveh as well. And the Ramah explains, afilu shasa zman arach v'laitavla, even if it was a long time, from the last time she saw Adam, is a very long time, and she never went to the mikveh, tamid hi b'din dasa ad shetitfel. So she remains in need until she's tayvel. What's the finish? It just seems from the Gemara that was his mistake. He said, "Bimei nidasa, what was he to you?" He said, "Chas v'shalom." Bimei libuna mai. So he thought bimei libuna is more kal. So the truth is, there's a man, the Amar the Brisa, it says as it comes close to the Yimei, to the Tefillah, he's allowed to be makariv. We'll have it later. So anyway, but Lamaisa, it's awesome. Now here I want to mention to you parenthetically, in our Chaim, they are brought different minhagim, nothing to do with man and wife, regarding Isha Nida. There's a meaning that Nida doesn't go to shul, such a meaning brought in Shulchan Aruch. And the way the Ramah says, our meaning is that she can go to shul, but she shouldn't look at the Isis of the Sefer Torah, which most of the women can't see anyway, from the Ezra Snashim. It brought such a meaning. There's another meaning that an Isha Nida does not go to a basic faris. So many years ago, I had a chassan I was learning with, who was a yassim. His mother had passed away. He was engaged. And he wanted very much that his kala should go to his mother's kever, to daven before the chassana. But at that point, she was a nida. She hadn't gone to the mikveh. So he asked me, and Punk Dem Rav Scheinberg was here. I think maybe he lived near. I don't remember why I told him. I told him, ask for Scheinberg. Rav Scheinberg told him, and I've seen it since printed, that what it says, that a woman shouldn't go to Beis HaKfaris, is only when she's flowing, only at the time that she's actually bleeding, but what we would call Bimei Libuna in the clean days, that doesn't apply. Why? Don't ask me why. This whole thing is Kabbalistic. I don't know why she shouldn't go to Beis HaKfaris in the first place. So the whole thing is a Kabbalistic idea. And there it is limited to that part of the month. Maybe in your house. When my grandchildren come, the mirror becomes spotted. Yeah. Okay, it could be. At any rate, the Shulchan Aruch goes on, v'lo yischaik, and he shouldn't joke around with her. Doesn't mean he can't tell her a joke. It means to be frivolous. He shouldn't have kalas reish even with words. Now here the shach beis is important for pshat. What does it mean, don't joke around even with words? That it means a type of joking around that would bring a person to arayis. Shem, back to the Shulchan Aruch, shem yargala aver. Aval mutalis yachid ima. But yichud with your wife, even during Yimei Tuma, is mutter. It would be very impractical any other way. The Once he was Baala once, it's not the same Yetzirah as before the first Bia. Now, of course, the diuk is that before the first Bia, there is an Isser Yichud with Ishtai Nida, which occurs occasionally when a woman is a nida at the time of the chasana, and if the yichud room is a problem, and where they go and where they sleep until they come to the mikveh night is something problematic. Nowadays, it became very much the style that the women take the pill that prevents them from having their regular period. I don't think it was so much a style 30 years ago, And it seems to me it's more the Kala's mother that's very, very nervous about it. So it became the style. I mean, there's nothing. You know, some people have health concerns about taking. There's a regular contraceptive pill which works by regulating the hormonal cycle. So women take it, and I said it doesn't come up as often as the years go on. There are fewer and fewer occasions of a chuppah nida.
But doesn't have
so let me explain. It's something that chassanim and kalas hear all kinds of things that are nishkashteig and nishkafleig and that have no basis about what happens at a wedding if a woman is a nida. What really happens different than a regular wedding? The basic differences are the chas is not allowed to hand the kala the ksuba. And the reason is that one of the harchakis is that a man is not allowed to hand things to his wife who's a nida. He could put the ring on. Because until he lets go of the ring, it's not his wife. You're allowed to hand things to a nida. Just not to your wife who's a nida. So until he lets go of the ring, he's still a bachelor. You know, that fateful moment is when he lets go. He says, Hariyat doesn't make them married until he gives her the ring and lets go of it.
So by
the time he lets go, he's not handing it to her anymore. So he's allowed to place the ring on her finger. So the ring is put on normally. Then the ksuba. The truth is, chas and kala don't even know how it's normally done. First of all, nobody watches. The only people that ever watch what's going on at a wedding is a chas and a kala. And when they get engaged, right, they start watching everything that happens at a wedding. Sometimes the father and the kala also, right? So they start watching what happens. That's not one of the things they watch. So really, the Masada the Kedushin, the one who reads the ksuba, and he just gives it to the kala. There's no halacha and chasna has to give it to the kala. So he gives it to the kala, and it's not a noticeable difference. The yichud room, of course, is a problem. So there are different ways of dealing with it. What? No. Because he doesn't have to give it. First, even if he had to, shlichus would work. But we pass in Eide Chasim Akarati. You don't need Mesira. So the Chasim is good. Now the Yichud room, Dev. Well, he doesn't have to hand it for it to be shlichus. He doesn't. He could be 100 miles away and make him a shliach to give it also, just by saying so. Yeah. So the ksuba is not an issue. The yichud room. There are different ways of dealing with it. The well-known way is to hide a child in the room, which it would seem to be awkward, but. If the little brothers and little sisters, they think it's very funny, and you have to tell the Eidim, because they walk into the room, they open the closet, and the little kid's smiling there, playing on Game Boy. It's, a little strange. But, Chazal know it should. Now, what Rav Palm did, is he said it's enough that the Eidim tell the Chas and Kala that they're going to open the door as soon as the dancers dissipate, that they're going to open the door. That's good. They do open the door a little bit, and that's what Rav Palm said was adequate for to avoid it being said. If they think you're going to open it, it's really enough not to. Yeah, but I have to say, in case anyone listens to the tape, that we actually open it a little bit. And it also depends where the yichud room is. You know, if it's where everyone's walking by, you don't want to open it. But if it's a little more private,
it
was the first time, like the other tricks. Yeah. So hopefully. You mean this hopefully second time it's not a chuppah neither. But the so that's it. Now the other problem is at night. Obviously they can't go to a to their apartment or to a private room, and that is an issue. The best way to deal with it is to go to somebody's house, to go either to his house, to us. I've had couples come to me. And sleep by my house, whatever reason they want his parents to know, and it wasn't comfortable in our parents' house. They came, they stayed in one of the bedrooms, they didn't close the door all the way. And there are people coming and going. That's enough that it's not a yichud. And that's good enough. Sometimes they take side-by-side hotel rooms, which Ramosha was against. I'm not sure why, but he writes he was against it, even though halachically there's no question. But, yeah, I understand. Well, it's a shame to spend for two rooms if they can act anyway. So so this is the way it's dealt with. It's not such a davar hanikar. But chassidim, it's much more embarrassing. Because chassidim have a mitzvah tanz. And chassid kala can't have a mitzvah tanz. So the mitzvah tanz is, one more reason not to have a mitzvah tanz. I don't really know exactly the difference. If the uncle of the chassid's allowed to dance with somebody else's wife, so, you know, why can't her husband dance with her? But I'll tell anything really, yeah. We'll get to that. We'll learn about it. But
they can't hold the
gartel. They can't hold the same gartel. No. Technically, yeah, maybe if the gartel's on the floor in between. It just doesn't work. They don't do it. It's not. The other thing is about holding hands from the chuppah to the yichud room. So by chassidim, after the chuppah to the yichud room, they have a minig, the chassan holds the kala. So in yeshiva world, they make a joke that he doesn't know what she looks like, so you want to make sure he has the right one. So you make sure he grabs her hand and they go straight to the yichud room. But the truth is, he knows she's the only one dressed in white, so he can figure it out. But there is a halachic reason for that, because if you hold like the Rambam, that chuppah is yichud, the yichud room, so machlokes is what constitutes chuppah. Machlokes rishayim. And we hold that the chuppah is the spreading of the canopy above them, and they're not the spreading, but they're standing under the canopy, l'shem chasana. We hold that that's adequate for chuppah. Others hold the badekin is good enough for chuppah. The yekis are machpir to have a talis under two of them instead of a canopy. These are all shittas in the rishayim. Yeah, I mean, they can't wear a talis together. Yeah, obviously, if she's if it's a chuppah's neither. And the chassidim hold hands and run to the yichud room because, like the Rambam, the birchas nesuin under the chuppah, the Masada Kedusha makes birchas kiddushin, which is the bracha on the putting under the ring, and what we call Sheva bracha is called birchas nesuin. It's a bracha for the chuppah. If you hold the yichud room as chuppah, then it's a hefsik. All this whole dancing till you get there is all a hefsik from the bracha to the yichud room. And therefore, the Piskei Tshuva brings in Ebenezer, I think from the Balaf Law, that there should be no hefsik, they should go straight. And some of Machmir, they run straight from the to the yichud room. If there's a second marriage, there everyone agrees you need a yichud room for chuppah, and there everyone agrees you go straight without a hefsik from the Birchas Nesuin to the Yichud Room. Be that as it may, because it's a different chuppah for, it's a Yerushalmi, but it's brought in the Paiskim. There's one level of chuppah for Besula and one for Bula. So, let me just finish my thought. So the holding hands from the chuppah room to the Yichud Room, when Chassanim asked me in Yeshiva about it, I tell them that I advise them not to do it. Because if everyone would do it, it would be very embarrassing to chuppah's nida. If it's a chuppah's nida, it would be very embarrassing. Now, if you tell a chassan kala about this 2 months before the wedding, they're very sensitive to it. They say, you're right, it would be embarrassing. Because in the back of their mind, they're thinking, you know, there, but for the good grace of God, go I, you know, like, you know, it might happen to me. If you tell them a week before the wedding, and they already know, so then they're not so interested, you know, then it's already hopefully working out. So
they wear tallis.
I don't think they can. So, but chassidim, they don't schedule the wedding. They don't send their invitations till a few weeks, 2 weeks before, and because they, for them, would be very, very embarrassing. Because chuppah's neither. Whether they take the pill, they don't take the pill. Yeah.
Moshe was very careful to say the whole thing.
To what?
Moshe was very careful to hold hands coming back from chuppah.
I don't think that's true.
He told
me. I don't think so. Moshe told you.
In your case,
he told you all hands. I don't know, but he didn't do it all the time. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But okay. I don't know. I hear.
Someone went over to me.
Yeah, he told you all the answers. It's Krip David or Moshe had to pay that. Okay, maybe. I must stand corrected. At any rate, Moshe Shapiro. Oh, there's no Moshe Feinstein. I'm sorry. Moshe Shapiro said that. I don't know. Okay, you should say Moshe Shlita. No, we know who you mean. Okay, it'll be Moshe Zatzal. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. Anyway, so Sif Aleph are these dinim that it's mutar l'siached. I should just mention in case two things about the pill. If somebody has a kala in the house, if they decide to take the pill, decide to take it. If you decide not to, decide not to. Whatever decision you make. Very often they decide not to, and then the month before they panic and they take it. So first of all, when you take it the first month, it doesn't always work. It works for what the goyim consider having a flow. It works, but for bleeding, it doesn't always work. And it's worse than not working. Very often, when you take it for 1 month and you stop, it becomes an extended period of spotting, which makes very painful first few weeks of marriage. So, you know, if somebody is in a situation, some people for health reasons don't like to take it. Some people feel that all the studies are done on people take it for 10 years and not people take it for 2 months. So if for 10 years they're arguing if there's a risk, so what's the risk for 2 months? So, you know, Shem Ripson Hashem, we always fall back on. And today it's common that people do it. But if you do it, do it. Don't do things halfway, because that causes, it has potential to cause, problems.
If you have a 6-week engagement.
If you have a 6-week engagement, it becomes more problematic.
So if we say that people that you could be and they had
it. Oh, so that's a very good question. So the question is, what do we do, a woman who has a chuppah nida? So you make the wedding, you have a chuppah nida, so there's no real yichud room. So 3-4 days later, she goes to the mikveh, and now she's having yichud. Do you need a day yichud now? Now this yichud is hachuppah, like the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam, this yichud, right, according to the Rambam Shita, they weren't nesuim until now. So now this yichud is their chuppah. The chayri should need eidim now for this yichud.
Living together is also a type of
chuppah. But now it's the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. So the lamaisa of it is that we're not makbid for the following reason. Now here you have to have cup. There's a concept of There's a concept called eidis lekiyume and eidis levrure. There's a basic idea that witnesses can come for one of two reasons. Eidis levrure, you know, witnesses who have to prove something happened. Let's say you do a business deal, you lend someone money. That's called eidis levrure. Eidis that I'm a varer that it happened. Let's say I lend you money without witnesses. You still have to pay me back. The eidim are not mekayim what happened. They're just to prove it. If I sell you something, there are no witnesses. It's sold. Eidim are, if I don't trust you, so le'ivri yisadi el l'shakri. I need eidim in case somebody lies. That's eidim in most cases. There's something called eidis l'kiyume. Eidis l'kiyume applies to gittin, kedushin, and many hold yibum, chalitza. There are cases where if there are no witnesses, it's not chal. If a man gives a woman a ring, he says, Hari Abukadeshisli, and he means it, and she means it, and he gives her a ring, and he says, Hari Abukadeshisli, and they agree it happened, she's not married, no suffix, not a suffix marriage, garnished. If there are no witnesses, then it's nothing. I once had, interestingly, one of the chassanim in yeshiva told me that the night before his kala was crying and told him that, you know, something once happened. It was her sister's vart in the house, and she was in her room, and a cousin was there, and the cousin brought her a piece of cake. And he said to her, jokingly, he said, hurry up mukadeshously with this piece of cake. And he gave it to her. And she laughed, and he laughed. And now she's engaged. She's all nervous about it, you know. She says, you know. So I asked her if there was... should have asked if the cake was with a pruta. So I asked if there were any witnesses. She said, no, he came and gave it to her. So I told her, there's no problem, you know. Kedusha without witnesses is nothing. We have a chumra, l'chatchila, that there's an eid echad with machmir, even though really, apishur sadin, there's no reason. But Shulchan Aruch says, when there's an eid echad, you know, we don't joke around. If you have no eidim, then there's... that's called eidis l'kiyume. Now, here's the shaila. Is eidis l'kiyume a din only in git and kedusha and yibam chalitza? What about chuppah? Does chuppah need eidim or it doesn't need eidim? Does it need eidis l'kiyume? Does it need eidim? Or is it chal even without eidim? That's the nidayim. The Sameach writes that in Shas there's no mashmois one way or the other. He could know. In Gans Shas he said there's no mashmois one way or another. But in the Brises, in the different Brises that exist, there are mashmois in one way, mashmois in the other way. He brings Chalukei Deis. So, Lemaisa, it's a machlaikis if there's a din of Eidus L'Kiyume by Chopa. There's also a machlaikis if you have to be Chayshish Rambam, that you need a Yichud for it to be a Chopa. Most Rishayim hold other types of Chopa, that you don't need a Yichud. So Lemaisa, it's a Svek Sveika. It's a Suffik if you need Eidus L'Kiyume, if you need Eidus by Chopa. And it's a suffix if you need a yichud arayobiyah in order for it to be a chuppah. So the two sveikas together were mekel. But Rav Pam said that if a chassan is a tamal chacham and he asks to have eidus, you know, eidus l'kiyume, so then you do it. So it seems a sex sveika. It's good if you could to be eitzidei kulam. But here, it's not just tamal sveika. It's a sex sveika where each thing is more noitav to be mekel. And therefore, a person could be mekel. Rav Pam once told me that the night before he got a call about 2 in the morning. We were at a wedding. So he told me about 2 in the morning the chassan called him. And the chassan said he just realized one of the eidei yichud was a relative. And by the yichud room sometimes the eidim from the kedushan are not there. They pull in 2 people. So he realized one of the eidei yichud was a relative, was pasul eidus. So he wanted to know if he's mutal ishtai, you know. So that's when Rav Pam showed me the Arsameach. He told him that he could be Mekel. That the same Svek Sveika. Right? You have under the Chuppah, there were Eidus. So Loit also while Chuppah is Chuppah, it's a Chuppah with Eidim. And even if you hold, like the Rambam, it's a Machlaikis if you need Eidus, like you may or not. So the Maisa is a solid basis to be Mekel. That's the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that chuppah is when they go home and live as husband and wife. They have a sign on the door, Mr. and Mrs., and they live together as husband and wife. If they had kedushin, so now that's one of the... There are 5 shittas in what's chuppah. Either the badekin, or in Yerushalayim, they're makbid to have 8-day badekin. You ever heard of it? I was at a wedding. I was in Yerushalayim, they deksuba badekin, kedushin and yichud room are the same people. They're not going to have the same. And so I was first by the ksuba. Rav Nosson Gestetner was the besat the kedushin. The second aid was Rav Gamliel Rabinovich. One or two aid was chashuv. So we were there, and then we had to go badekin. We had, I don't know me to put him down. I meant to. and then they told us to go and be eidei badekin. And eidei kedushin, and then eidei yichud. They had 4 kibbutim in 1 wedding. Imagine that. And what? They used the same eidim. 4-4. The same thing. I was by all 4. I got 4 kibbutim in 1 wedding. So I don't know any reason they should be the same. I can't think of a reason.
Why do they require eidim for the badekin? Why don't you
show them? Because I was saying there are 5 shitas. What's chuppah? Chuppah is badekin is 1 shita, and the spreading of the canopy is 1 shita, and the spreading of a talus over the two of them that the Sfaradim do, Yekis do, we don't do, and the Yichud room, and then the Ran Shita. They go home to a home together. That's why it's so funny. Now they go to hotels. Hotels is a place of snus. It's not, it doesn't, you know, I'm kind of fit Shita until they get home the next night. But and anyway, the home together as Mr. and Mrs.
What does the
Rambam
do with the Hefsik?
What? So the Rambam would say not to have a Hefsik. We are machmir like the Rambam, but we're saying really that the like Tysus.
So in that case, how would it help?
How would what help?
When there's such a long gap.
There's such a long gap. Well, it's only Shailan the Brachis. In the Chidushei Garnat on Ksubis, Rav Naftali writes, it's funny, it's a Chiddush in the Chiddushei Garnat, and it's a Chiddush in the Avnei Nezer. You have the Litvish world and the Chiddush world, they both say the same thing, because that even like the Rambam, Chuppah is something, is a partial Nisuin, it's a separate shiur for itself, but because there are a lot of kashas on the Rambam. Rambam holds you need Yichud Aroi Leviyah. So there are many difficulties. One of the most famous is the Yom Kippur. Right? The first Sugya in Yuma, the first Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol misaktin loy isha, in case his wife dies, you need a kippur ba'day bad beisai. Beisai is a wish day. The Kohen Gadol has to have a wife. What happens if his wife dies on Yom Kippur? It's a machlek. It's a cheshina lemisa, loy cheshina. But the Mishnah says they were misaktin loy isha acheres. They prepared a wife. Now, how do you prepare a wife exactly? The Rambam himself says they prepared a woman that if his wife died on Yom Kippur, he would marry her on Yom Kippur. So the problem is with the Rambam Shita, the Beis Yaakov, in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, yes, this Kasha, he says the Rambam holds in Yichud Aroi Labia to have Chuppah Badir Bad Beisai Zuishtai Beisai is after the Suin. But Yom Kippur, you can't have Yichud Aroi Leviyah. Bia is also on Yom Kippur. Bishlama, there's a sheet in Yerushalmi that you get married Erev Yom Kippur with a Tanai. I don't know exactly how you do a Yichud, but you get married Erev Yom Kippur with a, with a Tanai. Rambam himself says you get married on Yom Kippur if he dies, but it's not a Yichud Aroi Leviyah. So to answer this Kasha and a few other Kashas, there's another Kasha, the Gemara says, Yesh Chuppah L'Psailais. There's a chuppah for a certain isurim, isurim elavim, you know, kedushin ha-typhus. And Gemara says chuppah is typhus. It's not a yichra roi labiyah. Isurim elavim are not roi labiyah. And so how is it yichra roi labiyah? So the akash is on the Rambam. To answer that, you know, those who answer that the Rambam is maida, that a chuppah does something. Now what exactly, why you divide it? So we'll have to learn the Rav Naftali. So kedushin ha-garnat in the beginning of Subis, on that phase, and it's an Avnei Nezer. What? It's not Yichud Aroi Leviyah, right? Right, so the Rambam holds it's not Yichud Aroi Leviyah. That's not a kasha. Could be the Rambam holds it's not. Right. That's to be chayshish for the Rambam. We have chayshish for the Rambam. We want to do it. Alright, anyway, let's get back here to Hilchos Nidah. This is all a digression from here from Sif Aleph. Let's learn Sif Beis. We start with the practical Isurim. Sif Beis lo yigaba afila be'etzba ketana. It's us to touch ishtai nida afila be'etzba ketana. Does that mean the man's or the woman's? Yeah. Even with the man's pinky, or it means even the lady's pinky? He should not touch even. You shouldn't touch her pinky, or you shouldn't touch her. You know, be bets, but otherwise. So even with his pinky, he shouldn't touch her, okay. I once told somebody, Chazal say, if she hits you over the head with a broom, that's chiba. It's also be may neither. That's chiba, right? So, alright. So you not touch her even with a pinky, that's chiba. V'lo yayshit miyadai liyada shum davar. Now here, you have to medayik, there's a lechlekes mechaber amah here, if you're careful. Shouldn't hand anything from his hand to her hand. Or the reverse, she can't give him. It's our chaka, he may come to touch her. Ramah, v'chein al yidei zrika miyadei liyada eilehepa chaser. The Ramah says, hu adin, throwing from his hand to our hand, is also aser. Now we understand there's a machlokes here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber said, the iser handing is a gezeira, he may touch her. If it's a gezeira, he might touch her, then throwing should be mutter. No gezeira might touch her if he throws to her. The Ramah says, v'chein ayidei zrika miyadei liyada aser. The zrika is also aser. We understand in the Ramah that he holds that it's aser because of it's a certain interaction which is made as a gather. It's interesting, the Shach writes on the Mechaber, even a very long stick, something very long, might need very little chashash will come to touch her. So the Shach says, even according to the Mechaber, it's aser because of a chashash, because of the iser, because I'll set up an iser. And there's no plug in the iser. So feel the motions is we'll discuss later. But that's much it here. You say about feeling the motions, Ramesh has a tshuva about moving furniture or heavy things together. And Ramesh writes that it's aser. It's no different than handing things to her to move things together. It's sometimes very strange. You try to add a leaf to the table and you can't both pull the table at the same time. So he does it, not her, right? So you try to, with two people, it's easy to add a leaf to the table, but with one person, it's a lot. But anyway, even a Dover Aruch did not let a handle together. It's not only hand together, but to handle things together, that's also awesome. That's what Ramesha writes in one of his Truvas. So, now here, there is a little bit of a room for an Eitz. So people ask, what about handing things in a place where it's embarrassing, and they call it Kavod Abrius. So Ramesh and Achuva has the shaila. He ignores the idea of kavod abrius. A person keeps the mitzvahs, he keeps the mitzvahs. But there is a shtickle eitza for it, and that is based on the gedarim of the iser of throwing. So here, I believe it's in the Pisrei Tshuva Dalet. It starts with something else. But let's see Pisrei Tshuva Dalet. Ayin b'shalas tshuva shabasai sefer michas yakev. Shekosev da'osa li shanida lahasa mebaila noitza derech neficha. If there's a feather on her shoulder, his shoulder, she's not allowed to blow it off. Maybe raya may amein mer deshokl gavra gatfa minei omlei pesilna l'choladina. Gemara says somebody had a feather, a maimer had a feather on his shoulder, someone took it off his shoulder. He said, that's shaychad. Now I can't be your dayan. Ayin shab. It's on this that the crazy place he writes, the raya is not a raya, and he's adding new isurim, kalaiva loisesifu pentigru. He says, on this sister are blowing feathers. So you learned the kula today, your wife could blow a feather off your shoulder according to the crazy place. I wanted to get to the end of this. Ayin bishas, vayin bichulis hara caramel, shadochazeb el lahatir ancha. Kam a crazy place because they ain't lahachman bizet. Oi kosav. Shara noyagin, shazarkin dava klapi maila, veloila noychachishtai, kemiskavin lives like riyada. They throw things, instead of throwing things in a horizontal direction, they just throw it upwards. Straight up, like kemiskavin lives like riyada. Vihipushetas yadu makablasai. Vyesh lahakul bezeh. So, and there, he has a parenthesis, he said, Jatar is maskim. He just says, this is an eitzah when a person is in an embarrassing situation to throw. Now it depends how you understand the kula. The understanding of the kula is that if you understand the kula that Chazal asered throwing because Lamaisa, it's his force that she feels, like we're going to have later, not sitting on a rickety bench where they feel each other's weight. So then doing something weird, 1 minute, where it just falls through gravity, so then it should be a davar amuta. So when I learned with Hassan, I used to tell them, and in a case where it's embarrassing, what you could do is take two kulas together. One is this idea that throwing klafei maila, now it seems just as embarrassing if you're going to throw it up two stories high, but also there's a question if it's only miyadei liyada. So let's say, where does it come up? You have to give it a car keys, you have to do things. So the idea is to just drop it and drop it into a purse. You take two issues which are shailas. If throwing in such a manner, we just drop it where there's no force, if that's aser. And if it's only aser miyadei liyada, what about into a keli shabiyada? So lemaisu we machmir, but that's at least a tziruf of two things to be makel in a makan tziruf. So we don't throw chal, it's aser to throw. Shulchan says aser to throw chal, but you don't throw, you shouldn't throw chal. Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to throw any zarkin, it says pass. There's also kakpada not to give hand to hand chal, because by Avelim, by Sudas Havra they do it.
But
so maybe they have some kind of chumrah. I don't know. Why is it a chumrah to throw challah? Shulchan Aruch says you don't throw bread. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Derech Eretz Besuda, was that kufnun in the kufnun aleph? It says you could throw but not bread. It says not to throw bread. Maybe they hold just over the table is different. I don't know. But at any rate, what? To all the people, Shulchan Aruch, it says also not talking about a wife. It says the Derech Eretz for bread. There are a bunch of halachas that they get to bread specifically. A number of halachas. One of them is not to throw bread. The other I mentioned the other day was not to throw away bread. People throw away bread in the garbage. I don't know. It's so common. You know, you clean up Shal Shudas. You know, I think a minute ago people wanted it. A minute later, it's in the garbage. So at least it should be done with derech kavod. It should be done in a nice way. And I don't know. It always gets me nervous with bread. I'm a little neurotic about it. So I sit by my Shabbos Suda and basically eat just challah. Because I don't want it to be leftovers. Then my wife says, oh, the challah's going. Let's bring out another one. You know, like, you know. So it doesn't work too well. And I'm joking. I'm sure it happens. So I don't know. What? Yeah. It's interesting. It's true whether you're allowed to play ping pong. It depends how good you are, because by me, very often it doesn't bounce on the table. It goes directly to her, so then it's a...
No, but even there, the purpose is to avoid.
Okay.
You want to make sure she doesn't get it.
Yeah.
You buy her flowers?
You're right. You better buy her flowers. Whatever you normally do, you could do it. Okay. All right. Anyway, so this is like the most common of the discussed issues. Now here, there's an interesting shaila about a child. Not to understand, the Pisrei Tshuva here brings a kula regarding a child that goes on his own. There's an idea in Shas of Chai Noises Atzmai. See where it is. I'm sorry. Where did it go? At the end of Gimel, I'm sorry. The end of... Yeah, the turning of the page of Pesach Tshuva Gimel, thank you. I'm sorry. It starts earlier than that. The beginning of Mutalito Miyoda Hatinik. The last line of Pesach Tshuva. He has this kula. Mutalito miyada hatinik. You're allowed to take a child from her hand. Mishum dechai noises atzmai. What's chai noises atzmai? In Shabbos, someone who carries a human being is only oved rabbanon, because the chai live weight is less than dead weight. Chai noises atzmai. He ain't a noise klum. What does that mean? He ain't a noise klum. Ela hatinik atzmai hu yaitz mechek imai uba alaviv. Nirit dem hatinik katnai chai loi kafus. Where says a tinik that's too small to go on his own. Or sick and can't go on his own, or tied up. So nobody understands this. What in the world does Chai Noises Atzmai have to do with the Isser, the handing things from a man to a woman? Well, what does Chai Noises Atzmai have to do? I would agree that if a child goes on his own, one parent is holding the child. Old enough, the child jumps when it's going from one to the other. So I would understand. She's not handing it to him. the child is going on his own. But to say that because Chai Neses Atzmai, you're allowed to hand the child, it's something which whoever quotes this says they don't understand. Aruch HaShulchan brings and says it doesn't understand the Yad Shol, says he doesn't understand the Birkei Yosef on the side is maskim to the Heter, but it's on this on the second side. Lita Miyada, the fourth line Birkei Yosef, Shari Kim the Chayin Eses Asma. He just brings it. He seems to be maskim Hateshbats. So I don't know. It's a little hard for me to follow the logic that Chayin Eses Asma has anything to do with it. And I guess Bishas Hatchak in public, and you want to. In public, if you have a shita to rely on, you have a shita to rely on. It's not a heter, but why does Shulchan Aruch bring das yachid? Because Mishas Hatchak was saying mechad das yachid. It's a das yachid. I don't understand it. You don't understand it. It's a teshbatz. What? It's not a heter for yisurim, but if you have yesh mekilin, so you make a lonely makat tzairich. What I'm saying is, as a general rule, b'chol ha'tarekula. B'shas Hadchak, Yisrael Mechan Adas Yochid, that's Meikol. Right? In Klolei Hayra, in Klolei Hayra, which is in Chelek Gimel Yerodeya, the Shach says the following. It's the Klolei Hayra, he says, Habach Kosav, that even by Dereises, B'shas Hadchak, it could be Yisrael Mechan Yesh Mekilin, that's in Shulchan Aruch. The Shach argues, he says, only by Derabbanans. But by Derabbanans, you can say, Yisrael Mechan, this is a Derabbanan. Right? So it's a Derabbanan, so you can be Yisrael Mechan Yesh Mekilin, B'shas Hadchak. So that's what I'm saying. When Rishas Hatzchak, Ramesh is saying, there's no kavod abriyat the matter in Isser. So you say mechana das yachid. So that's a klal in Hayra that we deal with.
No problem, the child can walk.
What?
No problem with the child can walk.
We're talking with the child can walk. Yeah. Okay. Let's see Sif Gimel. Lo yoichel ima al hashulchan. Ella im ken yeshum shinoi. Now this is a companion din to Simon Peches, where we learned that if one is eating milchiks and one is eating fleishiks, you need a hecker between the people. The same thing, a man and woman, not even, they're both eating fleishiks, they're both eating milchiks. Husband and wife are sitting together, they need a hecker between them. Lechem oikankan, they could put a loaf of bread or a bottle. But the Taz says, Nira, Taz Al, when it says you could use a bread, it means a bread, Dafik Shein Eichlem Oisei Lechem. Ben Shaisem Oisei Kamkan, Demi Yisem Peches. Doesn't mean that the bread you're eating, that's not a hecker. It has to be something, you go, you take a box of matzahs, you put it between the two of you. And you have something there as a hecker, and that hecker is good. Oshiyachu Kalecha B'mapa Shaloi, we have a separate tablecloth for each, assuming you don't normally have it that way. We have the mat. Then it's mutter. The shach in vav adds, "Oishe tegala ma'at min hashulchan v'titen karishala olav." So we're going to have four dinim that have to do with sudas. The first is the din hecker, and that's this halacha that when a husband and wife are eating, they need a hecker between them. The one issue in halacha here is whether this applies when other people are there as well. Your family is around the table. Do you need a hecker between you and your wife? What's that to do with a hacker? We'll talk later. Serving is. I'm talking about a hacker. So we'll get to serving. It's a separate simon. We're going to get to it. It's a separate simon on later. In simon sifyot. We'll get to it. But. So the hacker should be between them. It doesn't have to be smack in the middle. Because yeah. The mapa is readily noticeable. It has to be there. Now here. The issue is when there are many people at the table, whether it's mutter. So the Pesach Tshuva here brings that that you could be mekel if there are other people at the table. This has to do with the machlekes rishayim. Why did Chazal ask the eating without a hecker? So there are two opinions. The two lishayim in the rishayim. Some have a lashon because during the meal he may reach out and touch her and show chiva. The others thought, no, it's just a kira of hadas. They'll feel close. And it'll end up later in the evening that they'll come to Dvar Masurim. So the nafkamina is if other people are there. If other people are there, so as far as showing chiba at the table, so that we don't show chiba at the table. I once asked Rav Palm, I said, people ask me, what's the isra, husband and wife, to hold hands, or show chiba in public. Husband and wife are supposed to love each other. So Rav Palm responded to me, he said, I don't know, but I know La'enei Kol Yisrael is the end of the Torah. That's what he told me. La'enei is the end of the Torah. You know, other things fall away when it's La'enei Kol Yisrael. The truth is that it says in Eben Ezer that when a man and woman show chiba to each other, it's ma'irer by other people, machshavis, and that's really, I think, the basis for the yisur. But anyway, so loitos rishayim will hold, it's going to come to chiba at the table if other people are there. It's mutter, you don't do it. If it's just that it's going to develop a chavivus for later that evening, so then it should need a hekker too. The minig ha'olam, I think, is not to have a hekker when there are other people at the table, even just children that are old enough to observe. And there are people who are machmir, they take things that are not obvious to everybody, and between them they know that this is a hacker, and they have a hacker. But otherwise, that's a general hacker.
But restaurants?
You need a hacker in a restaurant. But you just put your cell phone down between the two of you. Everyone has to see. You look at everyone else, they're both playing with the cell phone at the restaurant. You know.
She falls off when she's pregnant.
What? If she's not a nida. If she's not a nida, then it's mutter. But if she'll be a nida, it happens. Sometimes women could become a nida during pregnancy too. And it's not common, but it happens. There's no, the harchok is only on a husband and wife. All these harchokis don't apply only to husband and wife. People are married to each other. So people have to be smart enough not to do things they shouldn't do. Rav Moshe has his tshuva. Somebody very amusing tshuva. So you have to be an edel tzaddik like Rav Moshe to bother answering. But someone wrote him a shaila. He wants his kala to cook supper for him. Whether there is anything wrong, she cooks supper. He wants to see how she cooks and to see. You know, I don't think it was a kali. I think it was before they get engaged. He I think if I'm not right, the shaila is before they get engaged. He wants to cook supper for him, serve him supper, see how she makes the supper. So my problem. So Rav Moshe writes, he writes like a Zayda, you know, he says, it's not going to help you decide if you marry her. And besides, whatever she does then is not going to be a raya on what she does after you're married. You're not going to prove anything. So, but we don't make, you know, the harchakis are for a married couple. Now, there are three more isurim that have to do with meals. His heker, and we're going to get next week, the shiurei meichel, eating her leftovers. It's a separate issur of eating mekaira echad, mekaira achas, eating from one, so shurei meichel, and mekaira achas, which one am I missing? Heker, echad, and serving. Okay, so we're going to get to these, to the other issur of mitzvah Hashem, I guess, next week. Eating from the same plate, not a serving plate, but eating from a plate. That's not a problem, but a bowl of popcorn is a problem. Both eating directly.